Hey, authors, welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Daria White. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you are watching or listening. If staying accountable to your writing is a challenge, I hear you. I have definitely gone through the same thing. And by the end of this episode, you will have practical steps and tools on how you can conquer this and stay accountable, not just to your writing goals, but to yourself as a writer first and foremost. So subscribe if you have not already, and let's get into it. We're going to talk about five ways to stay accountable with your writing. And the first one is create a schedule and stick to it. And now I know for a lot of us, this can be out of whack, right? That's why I created my course, No Time Writer, because a lot of authors don't have 4 to 5 hours in a day to just sit dedicated to their writing. You may only have 45 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. I don't know what it looks like for you, but as best as you can, you want to create a schedule. You want to have a game plan. That way, you know what you're working with, right? So you're not just going into it blindly, not knowing what to do, not knowing what to expect. So writing should be part of your routine. Now, I don't recommend having to write every day. That is not what this is about, because some of you probably can't write every day. And honestly, I don't write every day. I roughly write 4 to 5 days out of the week. But with those 4 or 5 days that I have a routine, I have a schedule that works best for me, and I'm able to tackle my word counts. So set a specific time. Set a specific time. It could be early in the morning. It could be in the afternoon during your lunch break if you're working full time on top of this, or maybe it's right before bed. Maybe you're a night writer. I have done that before. I have done sprints with writers at 10 o'clock at night, my time, and we reported how many words we wrote. It doesn't matter. It really depends on your schedule, what your goals are, but you can create a customized schedule that works best for you. So if you're interested in learning more about that, you definitely want to check out the episode on how to use weekly plan sheets and why customized schedules actually help you write more. So again, you're not just feeling sporadic and all over the place. So this will help you stay accountable to your writing projects because it's in your own handwriting, or maybe you're writing it down in an app. The app that I use is Timetree. So I'm writing it down, and when those notifications come up on my phone, I know, okay, this is the time to write, or maybe I'm further along. This is the time to edit. This is the time to revise. So however you want to do it, if you want to write it by hand with weekly plan sheet, check out that episode. Or if you want to use an app, there's so many apps out there, you all, that will help you with your scheduling. So choose the one that works best for you and stick to it as best as you can. So that's the first one. The second one, join a writing group or a class. Writing, as I've said before in previous episodes, writing can feel lonely at times. So it definitely is refreshing when you are around other writers who are in the same boat. Maybe they're newer than you, or they may have more experience than you, but it's so nice to come together with fellow writers and community and just be able to feel understood. Like, I feel so understood when I'm among other writers because they know exactly what I mean about plot twists. They know what I mean about hooks. They know what I'm talking about, you know, when it comes to inciting incidents, or hey, I'm stuck with this first plot point. I'm able to just hash it out with them. And yes, I am fortunate to have the support of my family, my loved ones, but some things only a fellow writer gets. So if you're looking for another level of accountability, go ahead and try joining a writing group. There's so many groups out here on Facebook, you all, for writers. It's not even funny. So you can definitely find something that works best for you. And you're more than welcome to join mine. It's still brand new. You're more than welcome to join No Time Writers Corner. So I will definitely link that below. You can request to join, answer a few questions. That way I know what you're looking for in terms of the challenges they may be facing, because my group is specifically for authors with time management challenges. But if you want to find a group for authors on how to get better at marketing, there are groups for that. Literally, you name it, there's definitely a group that is probably out there specific to what it is that you may be challenged with. So having peers to write can help you keep focus and keep you motivated, because again, we're all going through the same thing. We're all going through the same thing in one way or another. And it's nice to know that you're not alone. It's nice to know that, again, somebody else gets it. So these writing groups offer the opportunity for you to learn from others and benefit from their experience. If you can learn from somebody else, that way you don't have to take the route that they did that maybe took longer. Glean from their wisdom. There are so many authors out there that are willing to help and give advice. Not all, but the majority of those that I have met in the writing community, I can ask a question on, hey, how did you work this? Or hey, how did you get this done? Or hey, how did this work for you? they are so willing to share their knowledge. They're so willing to share the wisdom that they have learned over the years. Because sometimes when we see authors who are further along, we assume that they've just, you know, they got that success overnight. Like, whoa, like they're a New York Times bestseller or they're a USA Today bestseller. And it feels like, wow, they're so out of reach. But a lot of them are more than willing. They're more than willing to say, hey, this is what I did, or hey, this is what worked for me. Maybe you can try to see if it works for you. Hey, here's what I recommend. Hey, maybe look into this. You never know. And there's so much camaraderie in the writing community that, again, you don't have to feel alone. Now, I'm not saying you got to be friends with everybody, but you can definitely find your tribe of maybe one to maybe three authors that you can lock arms with to support you and who can help you along this journey. And even when it comes to taking writing classes, you all, there's nothing wrong with investing in yourself. No one is born with just this natural ability to write fantastic or to write so exceptional. Now, yes, a lot of us are gifted. You probably don't have formal training when it comes to writing. A lot of writers, believe it or not, don't have formal training. I know I'm a self-taught author. You can definitely let me know if you're a self-taught author. But some of us, we're just learning as we go. But we have the skills, or we're willing to learn. And be willing to invest in yourself. Be willing to invest to get better at your craft. Don't feel like because you're brand new that you can't invest and get better, or don't let what may be holding you back continue to hold you back so that you don't invest in yourself. There's so many writing conferences out here. There's so many courses out here. My course, No Time Writer, is on time management. So if time management is something that you are challenged with, which I'm assuming it is because you are tuning into this episode, look into No Time Writer, see if it's a good fit for you. I'm always willing to see and help authors and, you know, just try it out. You never know until you try, but there are so many other classes and resources out here that if you're serious about your writing, you will make the investment. Some are free, some are paid, but it just depends on what you are looking for. And are you willing to invest what is necessary to get better at your craft? Yes, a lot of us can learn as we go. Some of us have, but it is nice to learn from someone else that knows the ropes, that has been where you are, and you can glean from their wisdom. It makes that so much smoother. It makes the process that much smoother. So look into it and see what will work best for you. Number two, set goals. Having specific, measurable goals can help you stay on track with your writing. Set short-term or long-term goals that you can work towards. So a short-term goal may be, I want to write 5,000 words in a week. Make that goal. Create your schedule, have that time set in your schedule, and go ahead and write. If you only make 3,000 words, that's fine. That is fine, but at least you made the goal. I have my students in our community where I ask them every week, hey, what are your goals for this week? It's not to put them on the spot. It's not to embarrass, but it's just to have them say it out loud. This is my goal for this week, to put it out there. Because sometimes when we keep our goals to ourselves, 9 times out of 10, we're probably not going to do it. Now, if you're very, very self-disciplined, you know, congrats to you. But a lot of us aren't. So when you put that goal out there for others to see, you're like, okay, I've set it. Now I got to do it. So set your goals, put them out there. Even if you don't make it, at least try. At least try, you all. There's nothing wrong with trying. There's nothing wrong with making the attempt. You can absolutely do this. You can absolutely do this. If no one else has told you that before as a writer, I'm telling you that you can do this. A long-term goal, maybe I want to write a 100,000 word novel. And that's actually one of my goals in my career. I want to write a 100,000 word novel. I tend to underwrite. So the highest I've gotten is maybe a little over 70,000 words. But trust and believe, I'm going to make every attempt to make that 100,000 word goal. So what are your goals, long-term or short-term? Definitely let me know. You can definitely comment with what your goals are and just go for it. Just go for it. Make a plan that works best for you. And I'm telling you, you can accomplish it if you don't quit. Number four, track your progress. Track your progress. Keeping a record of your progress can be a great way to stay motivated. Write down what you have accomplished and celebrate your successes. So if you, again, with the short-term goal, let's say it's 5,000 and you only write 3,000, write that down. Okay, I wrote 3,000 words for the week. And then for the following week, how much progress did you make that week? You'd be surprised how much progress you will make just by writing these things down, because every single word counts. One word is better than zero words. I had a student who wrote over 2,000 words in less than 2 hours. I think it was like a little over 2,300 words. And that was in less than 2 hours. The first round of her sprint, she did maybe around 700 words. And then the next sprint, it just kept growing and growing. So within three sprints, it got over to that 2,000 word mark. And she was like, oh my gosh. So you never know what progress you're making until you write it down, until you see the numbers. When you see those numbers, you may find out that you're writing more than what you think you are. And I know for a lot of us, we don't think to do that. Maybe you don't like a lot of paper. I get it. But even in the notes in your phone, you can definitely open up the notes app in your phone and you can write down how many words you did for that particular writing session. And then how many words did you do for the next session? And then so on and so forth. The last time I did this, by the time I got to the end of the week, I wrote over 10,000 words for that week. No joke. I think it's like 10,774 words. Over 10,000. And there were days where I only wrote 200 words. There were days where I only wrote 500 words. Some days I did get over 1,000. But by the time I got to the end of the week, I was like, oh man, I wrote over 10,000 words this week. So having that sense of accomplishment, even over the small wins, is still good. You are making progress. So I hope that that encourages you to just track your progress. You may be further along than what you realize. And then number five, reward yourself. And you can definitely put in the comments, what reward are you going to give yourself once you finish your writing goals? Because rewarding yourself for achieving milestones can be a great way to stay accountable. Goals such as finishing a chapter or completing a whole project can be rewarded with something like a cup of coffee or a movie night. You know, a lot of us as authors, we are coffee fanatics. If you're not a coffee fanatic, you can let me know. But what reward will you give yourself? Let's say you want to take yourself on a mini vacation. Let's say you want to just have a day off where you do absolutely nothing. You want to just take a self-care day. What reward will you give yourself? And make the reward worthwhile, okay? If it's not worth your while, you probably won't do it. But what is something that you absolutely love that you can say, okay, when I finish my writing goal, I'm going to treat myself with this? It may be something as simple as your favorite dessert, again, with your favorite movie night. It may be going to a new restaurant, trying a different food, whatever it may be. Maybe you want to take a shopping day and you want to just go wild on a shopping spree. I don't know what that may be for you, but make the reward worth your while. Something that you do want to work for. So you can definitely let me know what your reward is going to be. And I would definitely love to hear how you celebrate once you accomplish that goal, because you do want to celebrate these small wins, these milestones. Every step is progress, you all. Every step is progress. So reward yourself, treat yourself. I know for me, every time I finish a book right now, I just take a break. You know, I used to hit the ground running with the next book, but now I'm treating myself, you know what? I'm going to take some time off from writing. I'm just going to, you know, take care of myself, you know, do whatever it is that I feel like doing, you know, but find ways to reward yourself when you make these accomplishments, because it's not like we get a huge round of applause when we finish a book, right? It would be nice. That would be cool if every time we finish a project, we just hear this roar of applause and people just clapping for us, right? But 9 times out of 10, that doesn't happen. But you can reward yourself. You can reward yourself, and that in turn will keep you motivated. So quick recap here of the five ways to stay accountable with your writing. One, create a schedule and stick to it as best you can. I know this is not always feasible. A lot of you are working full-time jobs. You're trying to work this around kids. You're trying to work this around whatever it is that may be going on in your life. Life gets busy, life gets hectic. But as best as you can, create a schedule and stick to it. So you can definitely check out the episodes that talk about this with weekly plan sheets and how customization can actually help you achieve more with your writing goals. Two, join a writing group or a class. And again, if time management is something that is a challenge for you, I definitely invite you to apply to Know Time Writer. That is linked below. See if it's a right fit for you. And you're more than welcome to join my group that is specifically for authors challenged with time management, Know Time Writer's Corner. So those are linked below. But seriously, there's so many groups out there that you can choose from. Find what works best for you. Get into community. Again, you don't have to make friends with all of the group members, but I do believe that as you engage, as you share about your writing journey, as you encourage others on theirs, you will find people that you can, you know, reach out to, find community with, and just have another way of have another support system. I think that is crucial with writing. Three, set goals. Set realistic goals. Don't feel like you have to have this outrageous goal. We're not trying to impress anybody here, okay? The only person you need to be competing against is yourself. You continuing to get better every single day. What you did yesterday, try to beat that today, and so on and so forth. But set goals, set those realistic expectations. Of course, challenge yourself, but know what your limits are, know what your boundaries are. Don't feel like you have to overexert yourself. Set those goals and do the best that you can to achieve them and go after them. Number four, track your progress. Again, you never know how far along you are on this writing journey or with your project. But when you see those numbers and they're adding up, you may find that you're making more progress than what you may realize. So give yourself some more credit. I know for a lot of writers, we can be hard on ourselves. We can be our absolute worst critic. And we just, there's a lot of self-doubt and a lot of negative talk sometimes with most of us. Not all, but most of us. So I'm encouraging you to just track your progress and be proud of what you are doing. Be proud of what you are accomplishing and continue to have fun with this thing. Continue to enjoy the process. If you don't love writing, if it becomes a chore to you, if it becomes just mundane, I hope it hasn't gotten to that point. But if so, you know, find ways to refresh yourself so that you can renew your love for writing and that it doesn't feel, you know, like it's bogging you down or dragging you. But track your progress and celebrate that. And then finally, reward yourself. Number five, reward yourself. It could be something simple. It could be something big. Maybe you want to do, maybe you want to travel to another country. Maybe you want to visit somewhere different for a vacation. I don't know what that may be for you, but pick a reward that's worth your while, something that you know you're going to work for, and let that be something that you work for, let that be something to look forward to. And then when you do accomplish your goals, go ahead and take the time to celebrate. Celebrate. You've come so far. You're doing so well. Why not celebrate it? So I hope that this was helpful for you all. And if you are not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe, share this with fellow authors, and let them know that this content is out here to help in this area of staying accountable, especially when it comes to time management and how to get creative and strategic so that we can still get the words in, even if we don't have, you know, 4 to 5 hours in the day. For me, that's not realistic. It may not be realistic for you either, but there is a way to still get it done. So again, subscribe if you have not already. And if anything I said today resonated with you, you're more than welcome, as I mentioned before, to join No Time Writing. You can apply for it. It is linked below. I've helped over 200 authors from all over the world write 34,000 plus words and counting, and they are getting the words in. They are writing with confidence, peace, and relief. They have their customized schedules. They know what works best for them. They're no longer scrambled trying to figure it out. They know their writing averages. They know what works for them in terms of their unique writing pace and rhythm. So if I'm speaking your language, go ahead and apply to No Time Writer. And let's see if you are a good fit for the course. And you're more than welcome to join my group, No Time Writer's Corner. That is linked below as well. Answer the few questions. That way I know the type of content I need to create in order to help you in this area. And we will definitely get you going. So thank you all so much for tuning in or watching. However, I appreciate it. And remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. So God bless. Stay safe. I'll talk to y'all next time. Have a good one. Bye.